To put it very simply, there are two major influences on the physiologic tendencies toward sleepiness: time from the last sleep period and time of day. Circadian variations occur in the levels of alertness, but both sleep deprivation and sleep restriction contribute toward sleepiness and alertness at any given time of the day. These principles are illustrated by a recent study of anesthesia residents, in which daytime sleepiness was measured using the multiple sleep latency test in three conditions. The MSLT is a standardized, validated physiological measure of sleepiness that assesses time to fall asleep while lying in a quiet, dark bedroom at repeated two-hour intervals throughout the day. In the baseline conditions, subjects had no call period with 48 hours and were rotating on general operating room rotations. In the post-call conditions, the subjects were working on difficult rotations and were studied the day after call. In the sleep extending condition, subjects had four consecutive days off and reported to work at 10 a.m. Subjects in the sleep extended condition averaged 2 hours more sleep per day than they did in the baseline condition. Sleepiness levels in the baseline and the post-call conditions were not statistically different and were at the level of pathologic daytime sleepiness seen in patients with sleep apnea or narcolepsy. Allowing for 4 days of sleep extension normalized levels of daytime sleepiness, supporting sleep as the ultimate countermeasure. When residents in this study were asked whether or not they had fallen asleep or remained awake during the formal test in a sleep laboratory, self-perception of whether they had remained awake or had fallen asleep was no better than chance. This is important in considering the operational consequences of feeling fit for duty or driving home when the opposite may be true.